Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special, and occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke, maybe a recording I've made, and I call those odd things Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And I have several wombats today, so it's a wombat show. And the first song is country music, bluegrass, East Virginia Blues by Dana Robinson. And I'm a banjo fan, and I love what the banjo does for this song. This is East Virginia Blues. Virginia Blues by Dana Robinson. The next song is 19 Miles to Baghdad by Lizzie West and the White Buffalo. I kind of like that band name, the White Buffalo. I'm not sure what the meaning of the song is, but I associate it with the experience of our people who were in Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, fighting. And this song is sort of catches the mood that I associate with being there.
Fall and we're called to turn yellow red. Something good has begun. Tie the ribbon around something. What have we become?
Lizzie West and the White Buffalo singing 19 Miles to Baghdad. The next performer is someone I know well, Sheila Kay Adams. I bet I've been in more workshops with Sheila Kay Adams than almost anyone. She was a performer on a number of weeks I went to, also weekends, and just a wonderful person. She's from Sodom, North Carolina. That was the name of the town when she was growing up. They've changed their name since then, not too far from Asheville. And near as I can tell, when she was growing up, Sodom had not progressed into this century very much. And she was raised by her great aunts, her grandmother, and her family, and learned music from them, and is an authentic carrier of a tradition. I love her voice, and just a delightful person. So the next two recordings, the first is a song of her singing in a show called The Christmas Revels in Boston. I was in the New York version of the Christmas Revels in the volunteer chorus for many years. A lot of fun to be on stage. So this was recorded live at one of their performances that Sheila Kay was the star in. And she just has a strong, powerful voice, and her accent is authentic from where she was raised. So this is Sheila Kay Adams with the Christmas Revels chorus singing Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see.
'Twas great.
Thank you.
That was Sheila Kay Adams singing Amazing Grace. I was in a lot, went to a lot of performances for Sheila Kay. She performed in Avignon once, maybe twice, I don't know. And she often tells stories she'd learned in her town growing up. And the next one is one of those. It's called The Ghost Dog. And Sheila Kay, when I spoke to her last, which was a few years ago now, gave me permission to play her recordings in my show. And so here's one. I loved going to a concert where Sheila, instead of singing a song, would break out with one of these stories. And this is called The Ghost Dog.
During the Great War, as it was called over home, there was a rebel soldier who got set upon by some Yankees and was killed way back up in the Gudger Tract. Traveling with him was a big white shepherd dog. The Yanks tried to catch it, even shot at it a few times, but the dog managed to get away. The Yanks buried the rebel there and moved on, but the dog stayed. For years, folks who passed back and forth through that area saw it there around the grave. Some folks tried to call the dog to them, but it would only sit watching, never straying too far from the graveside of its master. Some years later, the dog was found dead, lying right across the grave. Someone dug a hole and buried it beside the man it had guarded even after death. Then came stories from reliable folks about a great white dog that would trot along by your side for a ways as you walked or rode your horse along the path that wound around the ridge. The place became known as Rebel Ridge, and is still called that today. George Bishop was one of those who swore he had seen the dog. George had a bit to drink and had laid out just about all night playing cards. He figured his wife was waiting up for him just so she could give him a good cussing, so he decided to take a shortcut up along Rebel Ridge. He came out on top of the ridge and started out along the path, picking his way by the light of a full moon. He said he wasn't even thinking about no dog, just the cussing he was in for, when all of a sudden, right there beside him, trotting along, was the biggest white dog he had ever seen. He said, "Get from here," and kicked at it, thinking to run it off. But much to his surprise, his foot went clear through it. He stopped dead in his tracks and took a good look at it. All of the hairs on the back of his neck stood straight up. He said later if he had had any hair on his head, it wouldn't have fit in a bushel basket, because what he saw almost scared him to death. The dog had glowing red eyes, and George could see the ground right through it. He decided right then that something unnatural was a-taking place, and he broke to run. He was a-picking 'em up and a-putting 'em down, and the dog stayed right with him. Much to his horror, the dog looked up and said, plain as any person might, "We are running now, ain't we?" This stunned George so bad that he stopped, clutching his breast, gasping for breath. The dog stopped, too, and sat looking up at him. "We are resting now, ain't we?" the dog asked. George started to run again with the dog loping along beside him. "We are running again, ain't we?" the dog asked. George is pretty much blind with fear by now, so it's no wonder that he didn't see the root across the path until his foot caught on it, sprawling him face down in the dirt. He pulled his coat up over his head and lay real still, expecting at any minute to feel the dog's teeth sink into his leg or his arm. After a few minutes, when his breathing and his heart slowed down, he dared a peek out from under his coat. Sure enough, there sat the dog, patiently watching him. "We are resting again, ain't we?" Well, George figured he had just about had enough of this. He looked the dog square in them old red eyes and said, "Yes, a God, we are. And when we're good and rested, then we're going to get up and run some damn more." George lived to tell his tale, and as far as I know, he never took the nigh way home across Rebel Ridge again.
That was Sheila Kay Adams telling a story she learned in her childhood in the mountains of North Carolina, the ghost dog. Next up is a gospel. Sounds like it's from the same era. It's called Victory in Jesus by the band Steel.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. Oh, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
You just heard Victory in Jesus by the band Steel. The next song is We Must Believe in Magic by Crystal Gayle. And I want to go on record as saying I believe in magic. I've kind of compartmentalized the world. I don't believe in magic that does things to physical reality. I don't believe in that kind of magic. I believe in magic of the mind. That experiences we can have inside our mind are magical. And I also want to mention that in my experience, I know of two miracles. One is that the universe exists at all. That's a miracle. Why should it? And the second is that each of us is alive right now. Another miracle. So we must believe in magic. And now here's Crystal Gayle to tell us about it.
Matt is the captain of Alpha Centauri. We must be out of our minds. Still, we are shipmates bound for tomorrow. And everyone here's flying blind. Oh, we must believe in magic. We must believe in the guiding hand. If you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. Mad is the crew bound for Alpha Centauri. Dreamers and poets and clowns. Bold is the ship bound for Alpha Centauri. Nothing can turn it around. Oh, we must believe in magic. We must believe in the guiding hand. If you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. La 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 la.
We Must Believe in Magic by Crystal Gale. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Mondays at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. My chance each week to play for you songs that I think are special and occasionally put in something a little odd, which I call a wombat. And the next thing coming up is a wombat. I am a singer and a performer, not a professional, and it's my show, so I can put in whatever I want for a wombat. So I occasionally put in something I've recorded. And this is me singing a song. The song is called Brightest and Best. And I heard this version, it's in a minor key, and liked it years ago and learned it. So this is me singing Brightest and Best.
Hail, blessed morn, see the great Mediator, down from the regions of glory descend. Angels go worship the babe in a manger, go for a God whom bright angels attend. Brightest and best are the sons of the morning. Dawn on our darkness and lend us thy name. Star in the east, the horizon's guide where our infant Redeemer is laid. Cold on his cradle the dewdrops are shining. Low lies his bed with the beasts of the stall. Wise men and shepherds and boys are adorning. Go for a God who will guide us all. Brightest and best are the sons of the morning. Dawn on our darkness and lend us thy name. Star in the east, the horizon's adorning. Guide where our infant Redeemer is laid.
That was the second wombat of today's show. Me singing Brightest and Best. And the next song is kind of a gospel with a reggae beat. It's called By the Rivers of Babylon, and it's sung by Steve Earle.
By the rivers of Babylon, where he sat down and lay he wait when he remembers Zion. Carry us away, captivity, require from us a song.
By the Rivers of Babylon, sung by Steve Earle. And the next song is A Trip Back to the 50s. This is a cute song. How Much Is That Doggy in the Window by Patti Page. And it's kind of an anomaly now to hear a song like this, but I can assure you at the time it came out, it was a big, big hit. So How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
How much is that doggy in the window? The doggies for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggie will have a good home. How much is that doggie in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggie in the window? I do hope that doggie is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers.
Oh, oh!
With flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggie to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggie in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggie in the window? I do hope that doggie's for sale.
How much is that doggie in the window by Patti Page? The next song is One of These Days by Emmylou Harris. And though its theme sort of is, it's all going to be over someday, for me, the message that comes through is, so be especially aware of what we have now. But anyway, one of the verses in there that she sings in the One of These Days is, one of these days it will soon be all over, cut and dry, and I won't have this urge to go all bottled up inside. One of these days I'll look back and I'll say I left in time, 'cause somewhere for me I know there's peace of mind. One of These Days by Emmylou Harris.
Be a hobo by the railroad
of These Days by Emmylou Harris. The next song is sung by Almeda Riddle. Almeda Riddle was born in Arkansas in 1898, spent her entire life there, and was a traditional singer, learned music from her family. Her father was a fiddler, and knew over 500 songs she performed, was recorded a lot, usually unaccompanied. But this time, this recording, down in Arkansas, she's with a group, the Clothesline Revival, so there is accompaniment, and it's appropriate that she should be singing down in Arkansas, because that's her home. This is Almeda Riddle with Down in Arkansas.
Now I've got a gal and her name is Phil. She's down in Arkansas. But I loved her once, I love her still, but she's down in Arkansas. Now she is cross-eyed, that's a fact, but she's down in Arkansas.
Out to the men and everything else, jump up and down. And I remember them high top button shoes she had on. But I got so tired, I was crying. I wanted to go home. And she come down and she said, "You come with me." And she took us down to her tent. And well, I remember she gave me a big stick of peppermint candy. I don't remember it all. That's something you didn't get very often.
Almeda Riddle singing Down in Arkansas. The next song is The Red Velvet Dress by Lynn Hardy. I heard her sing this live maybe 40 years ago, and she wrote this song, And the recording I have, I think I got off a cassette, so it's not the best sound. But you can understand the words, and it's a wonderful story. It's a story of falling in love, and it captures it so well. I remember the first time I heard the song, I fell in love with the song right then, and I still love it today. This is The Girl in the Red Velvet Dress by Lynn Hardy. By Lynn Hardy. The next song is Follow the Drinking Gourd by the New Christy Minstrels.
Follow the drinking gourd. Ooh, think I heard the angels say, follow the drinking gourd. Stars in the heaven gonna show you the way, follow the drinking gourd.
Step by step, keep a traveling on,
follow.
Heaven in that muddy road to freedom.
Follow the Drinking Gourd by the New Christy Minstrel. And the last song on the show today is Take Your Shoes Off, Moses by Courtney Patton.
Two, one, two, three.
I'm the Lord thy God. God spoke to Moses at the burning bush, at the burning bush, the burning bush. God spoke to Moses at the burning bush, said, I'm the Lord thy God. Take your shoes off, Moses.
Take Your Shoes Off, Moses by Courtney Patton. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. We come on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And now I'd like to ask you to join me in celebrating. So, it's your chance. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.